Was there Brauche?
Yeah.
Do you remember that you went to somebody?
Not me, but I know, like my brother, they had a little girl. They lived out by the folks, and she had to call the colic, yeah. And then they took her to Vishek, I guess. But I thought it was ridiculous when they used a pot, you know, them crock pots, 8 gallon, and then they put pretty cold water in there, and then they were supposed to put her down and up and down and up. And that kid hollered. I thought that was ridiculous.
Wow.
That's Brauche. Oh, creepers.
It was too cold for the kid.
Yeah, but then that was the remedy, huh? I don't know how good it helped or not, but...
Do you remember any games that we played? Do you remember playing Stupfergerug? Stupfergerug, was that doing
that? This way? Always, when I was... Got the button or what the, and then you went around.
Button, who
yeah,
has the
yeah,
button?
Yeah.
Or you have to guess who has the button.
Yeah. Play that one too.
Oh, Stupfergerug, that was with a broomstick. We went with a broomstick. And
yeah, yeah, I remember that too, yeah. But I just didn't know how hard that one goes, but I remember that, yeah. We did that too.
I'm trying to remember how that went, I just don't remember.
Near? Yeah.
Stupfergerug.
Well, you see it, I know.
Was I still dying in Nyashuk?
Shuk, huh? But how otherwise it went, I really don't know.
Oh.
I just don't. Them old things, you forget some of them.
How about the shame when you had to lay on the floor, the little kids had to close their eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said.
Yeah. What did he, what was that and how did we play that then?
He said, you know, aber glaubt da over. Dort war glaubt da draus, der Schäfer.
Yeah.
Der was will da, a Schäfer.
A Schäfer, huh? Yeah.
And then, ich hab da doch Gäste anzuhören. Ja, aber Katz hat sich
gefressen.
Und dann nehmen wir uns aber ganz von meinen.
Now you know a little more about that than I do on this
one. You remember that one. Do you know any ghost stories?
I don't think so.
Did you ever hear when somebody died that you knew about it, that there was a knock on the wall, or
no,
whether the crucifix fell off the wall? Or,
no.
No. Well, did your mother rub you in with goose fat? Did it take the goose fat and rub you in?
I think Ma saved some of that I hear. And they even talked about skunk fat is supposed to be real good too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you don't remember that.
Well, they didn't do that, but she's, I don't know, did she use that for lard to bacon? That's for the goose fat.
Maybe.
I was sure she saved some,
yeah,
but I think for bacon maybe.
I don't know why not.
Yeah.
Well, did you have to make all your clothes, or did you buy your clothes?
What should I say? Well, as long as we were small, Mom made them, yeah. Then later, well, we made a little bit, we kind of learned to sew a little bit, your own too. But we didn't get that many clothes that time.
No, did you have a sewing machine?
Yeah.
Did your Mom have a sewing machine?
Yeah.
Oh.
She sewed some stuff.
Where did you get the material to make clothes?
Well, I guess she bought it in town when we were small and older. When we were older, we bought the you got some dresses cheap. That's what we got then. But she bought us then the dresses. But before, why she made them? I can't see how she made them. I mean, she had no pattern.
No. Did you use the flour sacks?
No, I don't think so. They made the dish towels. Towels to wipe the dishes, yeah.
Oh, from the flour
sacks?
From
the flour sacks, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes you got the chicken feed and the flowers in the sacks, huh? Chicken feed?
Yeah, I guess so. And towards last, they even had nice prints on the flower sacks. Two that they looked real nice, just like you can make a blouse or something. They were real nice, you know, the flower sacks.
Did you get any newspapers when you were little? Did you get any mail?
Very, very little. It's not like today, I tell you.
So you never learned to read German, or did you learn to?
No, I did a little bit. I could know we had a church book, a German, but we did. Some of us, we did, but because we had learned the catechism German, you know, so we learned a little bit, but I forgot in a hurry. But I could have read a little bit and learned the younger one. So, but.
You don't remember getting the German newspapers?
We never got no newspapers when we were at home.
No.
There was nothing like that.
Well, did you have the radio when you were little?
No. Oh. Nothing.
Not even radio?
No.
What do you remember when the first radios came? When you first heard the radio, do you remember that?
Well, I should say we never had nothing. I guess when we were home, if I'm not mistaken, we just, when we were married and lived in Kintyre, we had a battery radio. That's all. I mean, from home, no. We didn't even have no cards in the house. Dad could play cards, and they played cards when they went visiting.
Uh-huh.
But we never had no cards in the house. We couldn't.
Why didn't you have any?
Well, I don't know. Dad never bought any. But he liked to play when he was someplace, but we had any. Well, I should say when my brother, the oldest one, John, then his wife, she could play. Then then they bought some, but that's then when we got pretty older already. And then we learned a little bit West, and that was all we could play.
Oh.
Well, Dad, they didn't play when somebody come. They didn't. Ma couldn't play cards at all. But he liked to play, but he never had any in the house. But when they went visiting, he played cards. But that we didn't bother us that much, I guess.
What did you do at home besides work?
I guess so. Well, we done our homework, sitting at the table and doing all the same thing. There was quite a few of us.
But later on, when you were out of grade school, until you got married?
Well, what did we do? Help set a haystack and haul hay in. And we were two, three, my brother and my sister that's older than I, we were out and picked up the hay and hauled in hay. And during the summer, we had to raise beans. Hoed them and picked them and sunflowers. You ask what we did? Raised sunflowers that had to be cut off and cleaned. Beans, and I says, God, what that next?
Well, what did you do with the sunflowers?
Well, they were tame sunflowers to eat.
Well, then
in the wintertime we sit and.
Chew sunflowers.
I guess so.
Like the old Russians.
Yeah. Oh, Dad was just wild on sunflowers. That's all he done. He just sat there. I mean, I don't know why, but now we don't eat any now, but Pete liked them too, but we didn't spit them out. You know, we lay them in a tray. But Dad just sat there like I said, you could sweep every minute. But we didn't say nothing. We didn't say nothing to our dad. That was Dad.
That's how it was.
Yeah.
Well, did you have to work in the field too?
Well, not in the spring, but just I was out and helped Ma, you know, when you trash them stacks, help her. And then.
So your Ma worked in the field?
Yeah, when we were real young, she was out with Dad and helped Dad. But later on, she didn't no more when the boys were home. There were two boys older than, you know, and went out. But like I say, we were out that mowed the hay and raked it, and us, we were out with a header box and hauled everything in. When they trashed, you know, that stack, you know, from a trash machine, we hauled all the straw in. You know, we didn't have that much hay land as the people got now. They had, the cows had to eat straw too. Oats and...
When you worked in the field, what did you wear? Did you wear pants? Or go out with the dresses?
No, Ma did, but we didn't. We wear some of the boys' pants. We never wear no slacks that time yet. Mm-mm. Put the boys' half pants on and put the pin in and out you go. But I can't see, you know, like Ma, she did go out with the dress. Ma never had no slacks on.
She worked outside with a dress on, huh?
Yeah. In the field, yeah. Well, she never had any on. No slacks.
Uh-huh. Did you raise a lot of chickens?
At home?
Yeah, at home.
Yeah, we raised quite a few. And,
did you have ducks and turkeys?
Ducks we had, but no turkeys at home. We didn't have no turkeys. But we raised pigs. A
lot of pigs?
I tried a few pigs, yeah.
They ran all over. They were running around the yard, right?
No. Ours, we had a special fence with barbed wire, so they didn't run around. No.
Oh.
No, we didn't have that.
So what kind of food did you eat when you were young? Did you eat borscht?
Yeah.
Halupsi?
Yeah. We still make them.
Do you? Do you still know how to make halupsi?
Oh, yeah. I can make all the old-fashioned meals.
Kuva?
Yeah, well, we quit that. When we quit milk and we quit that, well, then we made some once a year, but I didn't even care no more. We had it so much that... We don't care no more about it.
Well, but did you do a like embroidery?
At home I did, yeah. And when I was married the first, for a mighty long time. Oh. Then I crocheted. I was a big crocheter.
You crocheted?
Oh God, did I crochet. And I made about 30 Afrikaans. Give them all to the kids.
Oh.
And divide the doilies out, and I got enough yet. And I got glaucoma so bad that I quit.
You got glaucoma?
Oh, I got it bad.
Oh, then you can't see anymore, huh?
I could see, but when I do it a little while, then they get watery. And so I just couldn't get over it. That's why I got no pastime. It makes me mad. You know. What can I do?
Well, what do you do now for pastime?
What?
What do you do?
When I make my meals, and then I go in and lay down a while, maybe lay 10 minutes, get up, know something, do this, go back, lay down again, makes me mad.
Oh.
And then at night I walk over there, when I got done eating supper, then I walk over there, and I don't think I missed very many since he's gone.
Then what do you do? Did you walk to your son's place?
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you do over there?
Just be with them. Sit out there, and I don't use my TV at home, but when I'm over there, when I sit in the kitchen, they got it in the living room, I don't go in, I see it better from far. So I watch that, or else we visit something. She's in school and he's out, so then we visit what was today, and once in a while. 9:30, 10 o'clock, I go home, go to bed. I just, it's...
But in the winter time you can't do that, huh?
No, when it's stormy or that bad, I don't go. I don't go over there if it's bad weather.
Well, do they mind? Are they happy when you come over?
I didn't ask them yet. When I don't come over, why? Church calls, Ma, ain't you going out? Venture? And I says, I don't know. And I walk over anyway.
Well, it's good that they can live close by.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be here neither. This place. they wouldn't be here.
Well, in your family, did your mother make the decisions, or did the dad make the decisions?
I think father made the decisions.
Father made the decisions.
You didn't hear that neither, nothing.
But you never knew any of your grandparents, like the kids nowadays, they know you, so they have a grandparent.
Yeah.
You didn't know your...
So, but we didn't get in there, huh?
Well, you would have known your mother's adopted parents.
Yeah.
And you called them grandpa, didn't you? Grandpa.
Well, yeah.
Valentine and Francisca.
That's right.
Valentine and Francisca were your grandparents. But you lived so far away.
Yeah. Cars weren't that good. Yeah.
Well, what else can we talk about? Do you remember, did you ever have anything like prairie fires? Any bad prairie fires?
No, not necessarily.
How about some bad accidents when somebody got hurt?
My old man had quite a few all the time.
Your old man?
My man, yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't scared of nothing.
Oh. What happened to him?
Well, once he overhauled the tractor, then he was down on the side shed in the barn, and then put a board down so he can pull the motor out of the tractor. Then he slipped, and then the shift lever went in here and out here.
Through the leg?
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah. It says he got in something all the time.
So the shift handle went through the top.
Yeah, and then, that was once wasn't his fault, my brother. He lived over winter with us in Kintyre. Then in spring he moved to us, and then they made fence. Then
Hi, I had to come and meet him. I heard so much about him.
Fixed fence. Then Johnny Vedder pulled with the Jeep, pulled the wire, and Pete had the glow bar in to that wire so it goes straight. And then finally that wire worked up in his hands and he left it go, and then it cut his legs back here. So that was two already bad enough.
Two bad accidents.
Well, he never was scared of nothing.
About prairie fires.
Well, we didn't have, I guess, not really prairie fires in our place, not that much, do we? I don't think so.
Do you remember the flu from 1918? Or how old were you in 1918?
I was not very old.
You were 10.
I was about something like that. Eight. And then this Mrs. Dorsher, Catherine Dorsher, that's sister, she come over and help take care because they were all sick but me. And I was supposed to do something, then I mouthed her. That's why I never forget this.
Did she spank you?
No.
No.
But this was the flu that time. I remember that real good.
Well, did anybody die in the flu?
No. From us, no.
No.
But they were all sick. But me, must have been too mean. Never got sick. I still don't get sick very much. She can say I never was in the hospital my age. I never.
You've never been in the hospital?
No. Okay. See, I never get sick. Now, I don't want to knock that I get sick tomorrow. She got a little bit every off and then them too, but I don't do it. Well, to me, don't. I don't pay attention to it.
Did anybody die in the flu that you know of? Or did that Dorsher?
Yeah.
Your uncle Dorsher?
Mm-hmm.
Conrad Dorsher?
Yeah, he died in the flu.
He died in the flu.
Yeah.
And where is he buried?
Well, I think he's out there in St. Barnes Cemetery too. They were living there only a mile from church.
Do you know anybody else that died from the flu?
Not necessarily. I suppose when you hear once in a while, you say that's a long I would know nobody.
Did you eat a lot of rabbits when you were young?
No.
Did you shoot rabbits?
I guess we had very few. We don't.
Some ate a lot of rabbits.
Well,
there were so many jackrabbits in the 30s.
Yeah, I suppose, but most of them sell them, though, don't need them, I guess, not the wild ones.
Did you get relief in the 30s? Some people got relief, they got food?
Yeah, we got the very little. Over there, I guess, once or twice from, had to drive over to Hazelden. No, we didn't do that much. Well, some people worked the relief, but he didn't. He just had the horses on a grader to go over the road, with the horses.
Roads.
Huh?
Did Pete help build roads?
No, not build them, just grade them when you go over it once in a while, when it's wet.
That wasn't the WP work for the WPA
then, huh? No, this was not for that. That's just, they didn't have the outfits like they got now. He had to do that with his horses. Then he got paid too for that, But I don't think it was for welfare stuff.
What work did you like to do when you were little, when you were at home?
How little? Maybe it was very little. I like to play, I suppose.
Well, when you were home, what work did you like to do? Did you like to work outside? Did you like to work inside?
No, I wasn't a great one for outside neither, even if I did go out once in a while, like it says, when we hauled straw and this and that, but...
Well, what work did you not like to do?
Go out and pick manure. Cow chips were burning, huh?
Cow chips, okay. Pick up dry cow chips?
Yeah. I got in that one too yet, when we got married, that the farmers had to do that.
Well, did you have to... make the manure blocks, did you?
Yeah, I didn't really. I guess we did one year a little bit, but my home did.
Do you remember how to make them?
Yeah.
How do you do it? Tell me, how do you do it?
Well, when you haul the manure out, then you haul it out someplace, and then side by side, you got a big place, and then you take a horse or two and ride around on a trumpet heart. Every once in a while you have to do that though, so it'll press down good. Well, I helped making them too. Then you take the spade and how do you do it? Well, I guess you made a line here and a line here, then you went down at about that far, they were about that thick. It's not an easy job. They got pretty big and heavy.
You mean in this square?
Yeah.
Like 14 inches mm-hmm. square?
Yeah, they were all that big. And then we had to set them two by two, we set them, and one we laid on top, and then they dry. Then later on, we made a long pile, set them side by side on top, and then Mom went out with a wheelbarrow and manure fork and took that wet manure out in the morning when the cows got up, and put it against that pile and covered up so it wouldn't rain in. That's something we didn't road on that weather near about them making cow chips, huh?
He didn't really ask the question. He just asked the question.
Well, I talked to him. I says, I just wonder what they did. I thought they was going to have a slide down there and head that through. that we put in. Well, what did she want it for?
Well, didn't they update the bidder book? Aren't you updating it?
I am not updating it. Maybe somebody else is working on it. I'm not sure. They put some stuff on the internet.
Well, this wasn't the internet.
There's some stuff on there, but I really don't know. I
don't do the internet, huh?
I don't know how to run it.
Well, I thought maybe show it down there as with slides or this and that, because he wanted it.
Didn't you? Yeah, you had slides in the Better Union down there, didn't you? But they were the same ones as we had the first.
That's right.
That 8 years ago, right?
Yeah.
See, we saw those.
I made that. I made that program.
Yeah. See, and that was the same one you had 10 years ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah. See.
What about the feathers? Did you make it? Do you remember Strozak? Do you remember it?
Me Borscht.
Borscht, do you remember corn, that?
Yeah, why, sure.
How did you do that?
Well, you take the corn cob and take that Borscht outside that way and tear the hair off and then make it even like that so the tussles fall off, and that has to be so you don't got any that sturdy or what, and put it in a wheat sack or what, and then you had to have about 4 sacks full to make a one strozak too. Then we sat in the summer kitchen out there and husked corn and made borscht.
How much borscht does it take? How thick was it?
If you fluffed it in the morning, it's not that high anymore. Yeah. I fluffed it up a little bit, Mom fluffed it up a little bit, and then she pat it down and...
Was that on the bed or on the floor?
No, that was on the bed.
Oh, on the springs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On the springs.
That's just to place the mattress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I even made some, when we started out, I had to do this.
Oh. Was it cold to sleep on there?
No.
Was not a good insulation.
No, but still it wasn't that. I mean, if that was in the house, then it was warm, I suppose. We didn't know any better.
Did you have to change that, or how many years did that last?
Yeah, a few, maybe 2-3 years, but that just like it dry and crumble up, so you have to change. Yeah.
So you threw it out.
Yeah.
Did you make the pillows with that too?
Mm-mm. Used duck or geese feathers. We did that too.
Where did you get the goose feathers?
Well, you have to raise the geese and the turkeys, or the turkeys and the geese and the ducks. Then we pick them during the summer.
Gee, I remember I even made those.
When the goose was alive, you threw them out of the goose.
Yeah.
Right.
In the bottom where they walk, you mm-hmm. pull, you know about how big they are, how far you can go. See, if you go further out of the line, why they got them pointy feathers, so you don't want them.
Does that hurt the goose?
Not really.
Not unless you get further away where they're bigger, but I wonder if they sometimes chirp, but that's what they are for, I guess, so that we didn't know any better. Isn't that funny?
Nowadays it would be inhumane society would get after you for doing it now. Yeah, no, I remember doing that, plugging the geese and the ducks and making pillows.
Were you allowed to talk German during the war, or did they say you're not supposed to talk German?
We always talked, anyways. We were.
You talked whatever you wanted.
Well, I guess so. Yeah.
During the war, during the Second World War, you're not supposed to talk mm-hmm. German because we were fighting with Germany.
Oh, I never heard that.
What else about the old time stuff?
Well, I don't know. You're the one I have to ask it.
What, are you just taking information and making dialogue with it, or?
See, now here they got me again.
How did you get to Mom?
She thought he was like 90 years old when he came.
Yeah, that's what I hear, that's as old as he was.
Well, did you talk German, that you couldn't talk English? Was that a problem later on? Were you scared to go to town to talk, that people are going to laugh at you?
Well, no, I didn't talk English in the first place when we got married, I'll tell you. He bought the grocery for a while.
Were you scared to go to town?
Well,
to talk?
My talk and my English was so bad that I always was feel ashamed of myself, you know.
So you were embarrassed. Yeah, that's what I mean.
So for a long time, and there were no German people in Kintyre where we were, anyway.
So German people. Yeah, so you had to talk English.
Yeah. And then when we were here, here there was not that, there was no German people neither, that much. Till we moved here a few years, they are all around us, and they got that quite a few now moved here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was no problem, but my English was poor.
So if you could have gone to school more, do you wish that you could have gone to?
No, it really don't bother me, because there's nobody had no school from the whole family besides Mary had high school. We never, the boys only had fourth and the fifth grade. So there was not much for school for us. There was not saying like they go to school now. They go out of this grade and they go in here and they go there all over. And like it says for us, there was nothing. Mom and Dad would never ask to send us someplace because they didn't have no money.
Right. Did you, what do you think of the stuff that we have nowadays? What do you think of the bread making machine?
I got one. She don't make the bread alone either.
But almost.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, I
know.
Got
to put the stuff together. Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah. Does
it
make good bread? I don't like it as much as your own bake.
It's not as fluffy as what you bake or buy. Not at all. It's more fishy. And I bought some stuff at in Fargo where everything is there just to put it in. Don't have to put nothing in besides the yeast and that package along. So I made two loaves and I didn't think they turned out very much good as I thought it should. So I'm looking at it every day. I should use that stuff up. I should, but you know, I could care less to do some my old age.
What do you think of those new clothes that we have nowadays? Or those nice warm clothes?
Oh, yeah, not much. I don't think much. You made them very long ones.
Well, the insulated coveralls that we have nowadays compared to what you have.
Yeah.
Do you remember gypsies? Zigeuner?
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
Well, I guess those are some stops every once in a while, don't they?
I mean, from years ago, when they came around and stole chickens.
Oh. I didn't care much for them now, neither.
Well, he wants to know if you remember.
Oh, if I remember that, yeah. Well, some people, they robbed pretty good, but they didn't hear too much that... some of them went by, just drove by. Once the neighbor lady called that they're coming, the gypsies are coming. So we locked the door and went out in the granary. So if they don't find no, but I think maybe it was wrong. So if they don't find nobody at home, they go, but they didn't even stop in. But they didn't come around very many years, or too long, you know.
But what about when you were still living at home, is what he wants to know.
Huh?
When you were living at home.
There wasn't anyone we lived at home.
Never saw them. You were too far away.
Yeah, I guess so.
You were out in the boondocks.
Dogs. No, we didn't have any out there.
I guess my mother remembers them a little bit.
Well, maybe they come to certain areas and not, you know, all over probably or whatever.
Do you know, did your dad homestead any land, or did they have to buy that?
I think dad had home, they had homesteaded some. I think they did.
You think they were still able to get some homestead land?
Yeah, I'm sure. Because I know the other brother, dad's brother, his son homesteaded then on the river. I know he did. He passed, went by every day. Some people did, yet I remember that.
Well, what did your dad raise mostly? What kind of farming did he do?
Well, wheat and oats. That's about it. There was no corn or no flax or nothing raised them years.
How did you harvest it?
Binder. With a header that was headered and then made them stacks to trash. Then a guy came over in and trashed.
So you used horses on the header, huh? You used horses
on
the header?
Yeah, four yet, yeah.
Did you have to work out in the field when you headered?
Well, I was on the box and put it away when they headered. And then they had to be unloaded and make a nice stack. Didn't you remember that?
I remember a little bit, yeah. Well, how did you, who unloaded it?
Well, like I said, I and Ma did, and Ma was on the stack, and I and Dad, and the oldest brother, they was unloading, I should say, because they had to be one guy on the header, you know. So that was a job, too.
That was hard work.
I guess so.
Did you use two header boxes?
No, we only had one.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not quite as hard?
No, then it isn't so bad. You need more people though too, you know.
Did you have a lot of cattle?
No. They never had any more than about 30 head.
Oh.
I says, when some of them people from out there come this way, why they think we're nuts? Cattle and the hay we got.
You mean now?
Now, yeah. But they never, there was no, not many cattle out there. Never.
Was it milk cows or did you let the cattle?
More milk cows because that was your grocery at home, you know, milk cows. That was your grocery.
And what did you do with the cream then?
A whole lot to town. They got the, they bought it in town.
Did it get sour sometimes?
Not at our house. We had built a cellar outside. One of them, what you call them? Hoof cellar, huh?
Wood cellar.
Oh.
Wood cellar?
Yeah, that was really something nice. That wood cellar.
Oh.
You put your grocery down or make cello. You can make cello and the cello got stiff, you know. Got cold enough and...
You said cello?
Cello.
You had cello when you were young?
At home and Mom made it, yeah.
Really, you had cello?
And most anything, you know, got... It was for the cellar. And we put the potatoes all down for the winter.
Uh-huh.
That would be something nice to have. Of course, they give us deep freezes and fridges.
Sure, you get the fridge now, you don't need it.
Yeah.
How did you do the laundry when you were young?
In Veshpredl.
Oh, Veshpredl,
yeah.
The washboard.
Yeah.
Really, you remember the washboard, huh?
Well, sure, we washed like that at home already. And then the first years we were married and...
How many times do you have to change the water?
Well, it just depends how many times you want to change it. Maybe it didn't change too much, so we didn't have to go and carry it in. I don't know. We carried water, yeah. That was hard. Well, we washed quite a bit. And then you add some, you know, in the wash tub, because it seems like it gets less too, because you didn't wring it that tight, dry when you took it out. I says,
water.
Yeah, the water goes away. I never thought of that, that you lose the water.
Yeah,
well,
you lose.
The bowls absorb the water.
Yeah, you lose water, you know, you can't drink that out that dry, and then you got some on the stove that it starts to add some. Yeah.
Did you always have soap?
We made homemade soap.
How do you do that?
That's a horse. How?
Yeah, how do you
we use the beef, yeah, not the pork, eh?
Pork. And beef. My mom used both. Where did
that go? It's hanging out there. Made soap with lard from butcher pigs and stuff. Made soap and used lye and water. Made soap and cut it real nice when it was, well, I suppose everybody did them years. He's over, oh, he's outside on the other side. Not so he bites our bags.
Do you remember when the telephones came?
Yeah, I think telephones.
So did you have telephones at home already?
Once we had at home when we were young yet, and then you could only, then everybody could listen in. And I don't know, they only had it a few years and then was gone. See, that, I don't know how it slipped my mind, but we had it. And the telephone here now, I wonder, didn't we get the telephone? Oh, you remember, don't can't ask you because was dead in 52.
Do you remember when your dad got the first tractor?
My dad never had no tractor.
Didn't? Worked with the horses all the time? How about your car? Do you remember when your dad got the first car?
Yeah, we were driving what was only a Model T.
Oh, but do you remember?
Yeah, that I remember because at home just a little ways, then it always went uphill. That's a good one. Up towards going uphill. Always backed up. It didn't pull it to go uphill. Then Ma went down and was going to push, and then when Dad started over again and Ma was down and was going to push while the car went up there and she had to walk up there every goddamn time. That was a good one all the time, I'll tell you. I. That car would never, and it's a slanty hill, not just say go up, it's kind of long slanty out. But she had to get off every darn time.
Well, maybe she was too heavy.
Yeah.
Then when she got off and then the car went.
Didn't you know how heavy she was? Ma, didn't you remember, Ma?
Yeah, I do. She was not very big.
No, not fat neither.
Do you remember first radios? You don't remember when you first got it, huh?
The radio.
Do you remember when you first got it?
Well, radio, I think. Like I told you, when we lived in Kintyre, that's the first years, that was just the battery radios we had, mm-hmm. That's all. So that's a mighty long time too, that's maybe 38, 39, something like that. Because we moved over here in 41.
Did you have them at home, the radio? Did you have any radio at home when you grew up?
No, never, that was not at home.
So your folks didn't have a radio
No.
when you were at home?
No. Ed and Maggie bought them. Bought them a radio for Christmas once and they didn't even use it. So, but they were in town already.
Oh, why didn't they use it?
Guess they didn't care, didn't like it. What's the matter?
Didn't know how.
Guess maybe not.
I didn't know how.
Adeline, have you got any questions you'd like to ask?
Yeah, I have a lot of them. But that her daughter's, she's more important.
I mean, that you'd like to ask, that you would like to ask.
Oh.
From your old times.
No, we've discussed a lot of it already. I've got, you know, that we sat and we visited.
Do you have any advice for the young people? I mean, you've lived a long time and you've saw a lot of stuff and you've learned a lot.
And I it's going outrageous.
You know, what is going on?
Outrageous, everything. Like young kids, they wouldn't couldn't lift like wheel if it's going too far. You know what probably what I mean anyway, don't you?
Well, I know what I'm thinking, but I want to know what you're thinking. Have you got any advice for young parents, how they should raise their kids?
Yes, they could do a little better than they're doing it.
In what way?
Well, they let them run all over.
Should they work harder?
Yes, I think so.
Well, the tape is coming to an end, so I have to say, I have to say thank you.
Did we get that in?
Yeah, it's still going. I have to say thank you for the nice interview, for a nice visit we have. We talked for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Lorraine always said that. You always ask him where I live. He says, that's not hard to find, is it?
Not hard to find.
There's nobody when they call and ask, we say, you can't miss it. You can't miss it.
Why not?
Well, because it's so easy to find.
It's easy to find, but you could still miss it.
Well.
When they tell me you can't miss it, then I miss it. Then I miss it every time. When they say you can't miss it.
Yeah, we should have maybe done longer, got together and talk more about, you know, some know this and that. And it wasn't so hard to drive in here, neither.
No, this is yours.